Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew McKay for Pensacola Morning News. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. It's already 85 degrees now. It's gone about 5 degrees since we started the show. It's going to be a high of mid-90s today. Excessive heat warning in the area once again. So be sure to check on your elderly neighbors and family and
pets that stay outside. Yeah, make sure you got that water and shade before you leave the house.
Yeah, I did see that we've had a couple of pet deaths recently in the area.
Oh,
so
don't tell me that.
Yeah, it's hot even for the animals. So
make sure they got plenty of water. Yeah, I was in Walmart and it was in the middle of the afternoon, which is rare because I go in the morning or you know, if it's a weekday. And somebody had two dogs in their van. Like, I went and told the cops. Yeah, and it's
Did they have the van running?
No.
Oh, boy.
No, and they had a crack, but it was just like, you know, that's not enough, man. Yeah.
Not enough. So,
but, yeah, please, don't kill your pets, people.
So, two stories related to that. One, I went to Crate and Walmart.
That's my favorite one.
Mm-hmm. I think it was, Saturday. It was middle of the day, and the parking lot was empty. I was like, why is the parking lot empty? I don't see the parking lot empty at 11 o'clock at night. At Walmart.
Yeah, right.
And so I pull up and they were closed because they didn't have power.
Oh.
The Crate and Walmart. Middle of the day on a Saturday.
Oh my goodness.
Like busy shopping time. And they were closed because no power. I was like, oh
man,
boy.
That's the good one.
Yeah, that's the good one.
That's a fancy Walmart, y'all.
Fancy Walmart. Well, it has been remodeled though. It is.
It is great. Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is very, 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 very nice. Yes, it is. I forgot it was remodeled. That is the fancy Walmart. That's true.
Yeah,
I was just kidding, but yeah.
Well, they're planning on doing that with all the WalMarts apparently.
Okay, cool.
Fancying
I'll
them
hold
up
my
like
breath.
That. Yeah,
I'm just kidding. And they're all fine.
But also related to that. So, I was trying to jump a friend's car. I was actually talking about this the other day.
In Orlando, right?
I was in Orlando over the weekend. I was trying to help my friend get his car started. And I got in the vehicle. And this is a Corvette. And I got in the vehicle. I tried to start it. Nothing. Dead battery. Okay, no problem. Open up the door to get out so I can... I popped the hood. Mm-hmm. Open up the door to get out. The door wouldn't open. And I'm like, wait,
no.
What? And it might have been 3 minutes. I mean, because immediately I called my friend. He was inside his place. And I just like, you need to come outside. I'm stuck in your stupid car, you know. And so I was only in there for maybe 3 minutes. In that 3 minutes, I was drenched with sweat.
Sure. You couldn't roll down the windows because you couldn't start the car. Yeah.
I'm stuck in this car. That was my first like glimpse of like, oh, this is how people and animals die in cars. It got so hot so fast. I mean, it was already hot, but it was overwhelming. I was like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, at first he didn't answer the phone. And so I'm like starting to like, okay.
This is how I go.
No.
I was our more like, father. Right.
I was more like, which window am I breaking? Because I'm getting.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
Like, I'm not sitting in here like, okay, how am I going to break this window? How am I going to break that window? I'm going to use my feet. Like, I'm starting to figure out an exit strategy at this point. And after three minutes,
yes.
I was like, I need to get out of this now. It is so hot. I can't breathe. I was pouring sweat. I was like, it was scary. I was like, it really kind of woke me up to like how fast and how quick being inside a hot car can really affect. And so I can't imagine a child
or a dog, just for a minute, let alone a short.
It's so much because look, I'm actually somebody who likes hot cars. Like, I get so cold, like in this building, because they have the air conditioner down like 60 degrees because it's supposed to protect the servers or something like that.
Mm-hmm, right.
I don't care. It's freezing cold.
I know.
I hate artificial air conditioner. And so I will go out in my car and I will not start it. I will just lay in it and just like a sauna. I like saunas. I like dry saunas. I like going in the car and just warm up and everything. But it's at the level now where, like, it's so hot in the car, it's not a sauna, it's an oven. It's a difference,
yes,
right? It's
gone absolutely. From sauna heat to oven convection heat. Oven, yeah.
Exactly. It's vicious. It's bad. So you got to be careful on that one. The headrests can be used to break windows.
Oh, yeah, they say that. Yeah, you can pull them out and break a window.
So can my feet.
Maybe.
I wanted to start off talking about Governor DeSantis and his campaign in Iowa. So this past weekend was the Iowa Fair. And mm-hmm. so everybody's talking about how DeSantis is going to be, you know, all these candidates are out there. And Trump, I got to throw this one. I didn't bring this up before, but Trump broke protocol with the Iowa Fair. I'll tell you how right after Traffic on the Fives.
This brought to you by Knox Pest Control. They're family serving your family since 1929. For more info on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. That's KNOX. Knox, Knox amount. 98 is clear from Navarre into Gulf Breeze into Pensacola. The 3-mile bridge, the General Chappie James Bridge, not showing any delays. If you have any traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Did he ride rides?
No, that's not breaking protocol. You can ride rides if you want.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He broke protocol because usually if one candidate or any candidate is at the fair, then you let them have their time at the fair.
No, he did it while DeSantis was there?
Yeah, when DeSantis is there. And so often, because I lived in Iowa and I covered the Iowa State Fair a lot. Mm-hmm. I was on the radio doing live shows
right
there.
And so
sometimes it would be more than one candidate at the fair at a time, but like this one will be on the south end and you'll stay on the north end and you kind of avoid each other while the Trump just took his entourage right through, right where DeSantis was.
Oh my gosh.
It's just his,
he's just wetting on his leg. I mean, you know,
yeah.
It's like,
yeah, basically,
God,
basically. So Iowa supporters are questioning why Governor Ron DeSantis is not more like Ric Flair. Not meaning like he's going to come in there and like pick up Donald Trump and just body slam him. Or what's Ric Flair's like signature move? Like I said, I was not a Ric Flair fan. I was an Ultimate Warrior fan, Lex Luger fan. I didn't like Ric Flair.
Well, so, Ric Flair was known for his figure four leg lock.
That was it.
And also his knife edge chop, you know,
okay. Just
it looks
stop.
Like this, Bobby.
No, stop.
Woo!
The knife edge chop it's the equivalent of Austin Powers' judo chop.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah, that's basically what it was. Oh, Eve did not like Ric Flair. So he
don't blaspheme Ric Flair.
But Ric Flair was, he had flair. He had pizzazz.
Nature
he had
boy.
Style. He had, you know,
he had
presence,
mm-hmm.
charisma. And Iowans are like, we like Governor DeSantis' policies and the way he's governed Florida. Where's the Ric Flair? Where's the panache? Where's where is this? And they're not seeing that with him. And
you know, so, it's kind of crazy, too, because if you look back 6 months or a year, it seemed like he had that, you know, with everything that was going on here in the state of Florida. And where did it go?
Where did it go? Yeah.
Trump took it all.
That's basically what's happening. And so Governor DeSantis actually stated in response to some of this criticism, the indictments against Trump has put Trump front and center and has taken basically all the attention away from everybody else.
Well, he's got a bunch of free advertising right now.
Oh, yeah.
You
absolutely.
Know.
Yeah.
For sure.
He's kind of the master at that, by the way, Trump is. He's been doing that since 2016. But at the same time, when you talk about pizzazz and all this other stuff like this, how much of it is because people want to see maybe DeSantis doing a little bit more of the smack talking that Trump does? They want to see a little bit of the WWE wrestler type of dialogue instead of taking the high road and talking about policies and talking about this and that and that and this. Because it's one of those things where I've discovered that we will often, after an election, go, I wish we could just have civil dialogue. I wish we could... the candidates would be respectful to one another. I wish we would take the high road. But when push comes to shove, in the thick of it, we're like, somebody smack the other person around.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's like what really when it comes down to it. Like we're like, I wish we would be very civil. But then really, we don't really want that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, look at it. With Trump in 2016, every candidate who tried to be civil with Trump,
Oh, it was handed his butt. Yeah. And even Chris Christie.
Exactly.
Who's still trying it again.
He's still trying it again. Yeah.
Nobody wants civility. That's done. It's over. We're in the reality TV era.
Out loud I do, but I love gossip when I'm not involved. I think everybody does. So I just love to watch that stuff.
So I think people want a little bit more of that from DeSantis instead of civil DeSantis. They're ready for bring
the claws
smack
out
down.
DeSantis.
Bring the smack down.
The nature man.
The nature.
Ron DeSantis.
The nature DeSantis.
That's right.
A new poll in Iowa found that 48% of Iowa Republicans, so 50%, would like Trump to keep running for president even if he goes to prison. They want him to campaign from prison. That's how much support Trump has right now. This is not merely a, I think he's better than that guy or whatever. They want to see him campaign from prison if he goes to prison over any of these charges.
They have HBO there. Have they not seen Oz?
Yeah.
Or all these prison movies? Yeah. Like, that would be tough.
Not going to be campaigning so much. So,
I can't imagine. Yeah, you're trying to stay alive and eat chicken.
I guess you've got billions of dollars and you just keep on running ads. Maybe he'll just hire like a impersonator to just represent him.
Oh, good.
To go around.
Like that guy from SNL.
Yeah.
We put five things on the clock.
Or he could just do... Nowadays, artificial intelligence. There's just artificial intelligence version of Donald Trump out there campaigning. And so it's the future of campaigns. I don't know. Final story here real quick for you before we get a break. Florida Republican Congressman Greg Stube has filed 4 articles of impeachment against President Joe Biden. He did this late last week on Friday. 4 articles of impeachment filed against him. Probably will not go anywhere just yet. But it makes it official. Every president since Nixon, except for Gerald Ford, has had articles of impeachment filed against them. Wow. Every president now. And
isn't
of course, Clinton and Trump both had actual trials. It got to the point of having a trial. But every president now has had articles. Like, basically, it's just a guarantee. Like, you're going to become president? Get ready for some articles of impeachment at some point.
Gosh. So, even boring Joe Biden.
Even Sleepy Joe.
Sleepy Joe.
A few texts going on right here. Trump stole his mojo, talking about DeSantis.
Yeah.
As much as we may like our governor, taxpayers are wondering who's running Florida this summer. Somebody's still doing it something because DeSantis just signed another thing and he just suspended another attorney general. So Governor DeSantis is still doing some governing jobs.
Yeah, great governor.
See here, it's a fine line between a smackdown of Trump and offending his supporters. That's true, too. And much like The Office, we need co-managers. Trump for the big picture stuff, DeSantis for the day-to-day. Thing is, I just don't think they'll work together. I mean, and they probably can't because they're both from Florida. So unless Trump changes his address again.
No, that's true, right? So,
which he could easily do. He's a billionaire. So, all right. It's...
Right. Is it just a change of address at the post office? Yeah.
Change of address.
Talking to you, Tommy Tuberville. Anyway.
All right. Coming up here next, going to get a quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom. You're listening to Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew.
Hey, we've got a brand new advertiser here on the Pensacola Morning News, and it's ProHealth Florida, ProHealthFL.com. Female-owned, local company serving Pensacola for more than 35 years, perennially winning Best of the Bay, Best of the Coast, Best of Pensacola. They have locations, 7 of them, in Santa Rosa Beach, in Milton, in Crestview, in Fort Walton, Pensacola on Summit Boulevard, Pensacola on College Parkway behind the Sam's Club, and in Gulf Breeze next to the Whataburger across from Andrews. Here's the services they offer. Primary care and urgent care. You can just walk in. 8 to 4, Monday through Friday in Gulf Breeze, Pensacola, and Fort Walton. Saturday, 8 to 1 at the Pensacola location next to Sam's Club if you need Saturday help. Lab work, drug screenings, employment physicals, after-hours on-site testing for occupational health services, comprehensive medical weight loss program, and as an alternative to insurance, or if you don't have it, ProHealth Medical Membership Plan, which is $45 a month, unlimited primary care visits, no copay, teledoc, annual physical flu shot, lab work is discounted 25%, procedures discounted 25%, a B12 shot monthly, and no catches. So if any of that appeals to you, find out more, either stop in or online at ProHealthFL.com.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tea times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. or visit swmedspa.com.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
A place to stay informed about what's happening locally and find a deep sense of belonging and community. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Hey, it's Candy. And Bobby's sitting in for Andrew McKay this morning, and hopefully he'll come back in here to do that some more. In the meantime, I'll give you a look at our traffic. Not showing any slowdowns. Lily and Jackson, AVD Warrington, all accident free on the west side. I-10 eastern westbound clear. No problems there either. If you have a traffic tip, though, you can text it in at 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. Hello.
Hello. A reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution believes an indictment against former President Donald Trump could be coming as early as this Tuesday.
That's when two witnesses confirmed to us that they've been subpoenaed to appear before a grand jury.
Tamar Hollerman believes that if the grand jury returns a vote in favor of an indictment that day, District Attorney Fannie Willis will want to act immediately since the grand jury only meets on Mondays and Tuesdays. The director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency says Hawaii's wildfires have been like a scene from an apocalyptic movie. More from Trey Thomas.
Speaking from Maui on CBS's Face the Nation, FEMA director Deanne Criswell said one of the most shocking scenes was all of the abandoned cars in the resort town of Lahaina.
It's absolutely heartbreaking to just see an entire community that is no longer there.
I'm Trey Thomas.
And you may remember a few months ago or a month ago, there was a strange scene that happened on an airplane when a woman walked to the front, kind of went on a bit of a tirade, and it included this.
But I am telling you right now, that back there is not real.
That's right. Well, you know, she got kicked off the airplane at the time. There was a whole thing. She's now been identified. The woman's name is Tiffany Gomas. And over the weekend, she apologized in a social media post.
First and foremost, I want to take full accountability for my actions. They were completely unacceptable.
And Gomas said that she was distressed. But distressed or not, she says she should have been able to control her emotions. She also said that she's found the memes that were made about the whole thing amusing.
Yeah. Oh, I bet. I remember the first time I drank. No, I'm just kidding. No. And this just popped up. Injuries with roadblock, Willard Norris Road and Country Club Road in Milton. So caution there. And then John Hamm Road in 87 showing a vehicle crash with injuries, but not showing a roadblock. And again, traffic tips, text them in at 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You see any aliens when you fly, Bobby? No.
I was trying to go. I had a snarky comment.
Okay.
I bit my tongue.
Only when he lands.
Yeah, I was.
When he gets to work.
I was going
to
talk about illegals, but that's.
Oh, okay. There you go. Yeah. So, look at you holding your tongue.
Yeah, I held my tongue on it. I didn't.
Who's a good gentleman? You are. Thank you.
I tried to be somewhat polite. No, I've never seen aliens. But I have seen. Have you seen those drone shows? Have you seen?
Yeah, those are
yet?
Pretty bad, but they look real. I mean, it's amazing.
It's amazing what they can do, and you could easily fool most of the population, by having a drone show without telling. Like, if you just didn't let them know and you just did a drone show, people would be like, oh, yeah, War of the Worlds.
I think we should. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You're right.
It'd be War of the Worlds all over. It'd be crazy. So definitely see that one happen. Good news story right here. A woman in Texas turned 114 years old last week. And she's still going strong.
Oh, that's great.
Her sister lived to be 106. Her daughter's 94.
Oh, my gosh.
They just got longevity in the genes.
That must be nice.
Yeah, must be
all
nice.
That Volkswagen sausage, I guess.
That's probably not Volkswagen sausage. Just keeping them going. All right, Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Lost souls in the Hawaii wildfires on Maui, now 96 and counting, only two identified so far. 2,700 buildings burned down and the emotional devastation.
I mean, Lahaina's small. We know everybody. Being born and raised from there, you know, you see all these familiar faces and it's just heartbreaking.
President Biden on the beach at Rehoboth was asked about the rising number of dead, said no comment. GOP candidate Vivek Ramaswamy backing impeachment inquiry into Biden to uncover details on the foreign business with his son Hunter and payments from Ukraine.
I'm on record going in favor of an impeachment inquiry on Biden because I personally believe the Ukraine war is indeed a repayment for a bribe made, now sending $200 billion of taxpayer money in the other direction.
On Sunday morning futures, Donald Trump facing a potential fourth indictment this week for Georgia election interference. America's listening to Fox News.
Good Monday morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 82 degrees in Pensacola with a heat index of about 100 right now. The Studer Family Children's Hospital hosted a neonatal intensive care unit reunion over the weekend, reuniting families with the nurses and doctors at the hospital.
Not everybody anticipates being in the NICU whenever their baby's born, and so it's a very traumatic experience for the family, and I think they really bond with the nurses and the providers that care for their baby during that time. And so the NICU reunion allows them to come back, and we get to celebrate with them. Their babies are older and growing and doing fun things, and we get an opportunity to share that experience with them.
And that is a NICU manager, one of their managers, Amanda Hammond. There were more than 300 families that went to that event. It was held at the Sacred Heart Auditorium over the weekend. Escambia County schools are back in session, and firefighters with Escambia Fire Rescue are doing safety standbys in school zones. That means if you're driving during arrival or release times near a school, you may see a fire truck sitting in the school zone. Just a reminder to slow down and keep kids safe. Two people from Milton were killed in a motorcycle crash that happened over the weekend. That was near Avalon Boulevard and Mulott Road. And FHP says an SUV was leaving a gas station, left the parking lot, collided with the motorcycle. The driver of the bike, a 61-year-old man, and the passenger, a 54-year-old woman, both died in that crash. A Foley woman in jail. She's accused of selling a 14-year-old child for sex and child pornography. 38-year-old Melissa Martinez Ordonez now faces multiple charges, human trafficking and child abuse, in the arrest coming after an investigation by FDLE and Homeland Security. Agents say the woman was attempting to sell the child to men for $500. She would then threaten those men to turn them into law enforcement if they didn't pay her money. Martinez Ordonez is now in the Escambia County Jail on $770,000 bond. Well, despite this never-ending heat wave, fall is almost here, very shortly. That means hunting season will be here. The Florida FWC offering free hunter safety internet completion courses in Molino and Cantonment, Jay, Milton. Hunter safety courses help students to learn the rules and regulations to be a responsible and knowledgeable hunter. They also teach a little bit about conservation efforts across the state. And the online course has to be completed before you can take the hunter safety class. And if you do take the class, firearms, ammunition, and materials required are all provided for free. If you're interested in taking the course, you can register online at the FWC website, or you can call their local office. The number is 850-413-0085. Several area students were awarded scholarships over the weekend. They were awarded at the annual Scholarship Hat Show Luncheon. That's put on by the National Coalition of 100 Black Women.
The funds are financial scholarships that we award to the students. And this year, with the five that we're giving $1,000 to each of them. And over the past 20 years, we've given out over $200,000 in scholarships to our local high school students that are headed out to college.
And that's the president of that organization, Linda Robinson, and students in Escambia and Santa Rosa County are eligible for those scholarships through the program. It's 8:35 at News Radio. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
That's me. As we take a look at our roads, watching a couple of things. This just popped up, both in Milton, Willard Norris Road and Country Club Road in Milton, showing a vehicle crash with injuries and a roadblock at this time at that intersection. John Hamm Road and 87 in Milton showing an accident, but it looks like that has been cleared and moved off to the side. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Another hot, humid day today with temperatures warming up near 98 degrees in the afternoon, feeling much warmer, like 110 or higher. 20% chance of a stray shower, but most of us staying sunny. Overnight tonight, we're going to stay warm in the 80s, 81 degrees for your low, and Tuesday, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 98. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 75. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Well, I think I'm just going to stop looking at the temperature outside. This is getting bad. It is 88 in Pensacola, 88 in Gulf Breeze, 86 in Milton, and the heat index already at 115 this morning.
What would you think of a car mechanic that when you took your car in to see him said, you know, I don't think you really need to fix this right now. It's going to be fine. I mean, it seems counterintuitive that somebody try to talk you out of doing business with them, but at least you'd know they were honest. You would know that they were telling you for sure what was right. So what about a realtor who tells you maybe sometimes it's better not to buy, or it's better to keep renting? May seem counterintuitive, but it does happen. I know because I watched Christina Leavenworth make a video about this just recently where she said, you know, there are some circumstances where it actually makes more sense for you to rent. And then she went through and listed all of them. And the point of that is simply this. Why would a realtor try to talk you out of buying a home unless she was always just passionate about giving you the best information for whatever your circumstance is? See, that's the Christina Leavenworth that I know. You can always count on her to give you the straight answer, even if it's counterintuitive or something that doesn't like personally benefit her, because she just wants to see everybody get the best advice. So when it comes to buying or selling a home, I mean, you just can't do any better than that. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Your money now. This morning, the market's opening down. The Dow is down 944, 35,271.96. S&P 500 down 651 at 44,57.54. The NASDAQ down 34.22 this morning at 13,610.63. Our 10-year bond rate up at 4.2%. Gold prices down 860 at 1,938. Silver prices down as well at 2,263 this morning. And for the crypto investors, Bitcoin down 105.50 right now at 29,314.31. The IRS can't find thousands of microfilm cartridges. Apparently, it had millions of sensitive business and personal tax account records. That according to a new report from the Treasury Inspector General for the Tax Administration. The review found significant deficiencies in the way the IRS keeps files safe. Toyota recalling 170,000 new model Tundra pickup trucks to fix a problem with a fuel line. The company says there's a potential risk of fire if a faulty fuel tube rubs against the vehicle's brake line. Owners of 22 and 23 Tundra and Tundra hybrids are urged to get their trucks to a dealership immediately for a temporary repair. And Amazon warning its U.S. office workers that it's keeping tabs on how often they're going into work in person. Screenshots of an email circulating on corporate and social media platform Blind read, quote, "You are not currently meeting our expectation of joining your colleagues in the office at least 3 days a week." It is 8:40 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get your next news at 9. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Ranging from nursing to welding. Apply today. PensacolaState.edu. Pensacola State is offering free money this spring semester to assist with tuition, books, childcare, and much more. And the money does not have to be repaid. For more information, go to PensacolaState.edu/cares.
Agree with you there?
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Ah, yes, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew, your frivolous topic today. So today is National Tattoo Removal Day, which got me thinking about tattoos.
Here. Oh, yeah, good.
not necessarily about tattoo removals, just tattoos in general. It got me thinking, do you feel tattoos are still unprofessional, you know, to have them shown at, like, the workplace? Or, you know, or if you attend a workplace and you see somebody having arm tattoos, for example, or a neck tattoo, do you immediately go, oh, boy, I don't know if I trust these people. This was, what are your thoughts on that? 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Before we get to that, real quick story here. Speaking of tattoos, laser removal, China military says it's figured out how to build a laser that can fire indefinitely. This would be a laser weapon. Pew, 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 pew. And so apparently it's not going to be like Star Wars guns like shooting. This laser would allow them to shoot down satellites from space.
Oh, that's comforting.
Yeah. So now this came out from the South China Morning Post. They announced that the state or the country of China has developed this technology. They figured out how to cool the laser, keep it cool enough so it can fire indefinitely.
Oh, goodness.
United States questioning whether or not this is actually true or not, because we've not been able to break that technology yet. So if they did indeed do this, they beat us to the punch. But also, we could soon be living in the era of laser weapons. So, all right, very interesting. All right, back to tattoos.
Do you believe, making it so comforting? Yes.
Yes. Go ahead. Do you think tattoos are unprofessional? Are they still deemed to be unprofessional? And we were talking about this a little off the air, and we got Sarah joining us here as well as Candy, of course. My thoughts on it is that I don't think they're unprofessional anymore, but it depends on where they are. Like face tattoos, even neck tattoos, I'm like, I don't know. Hand tattoos, no. Arms, though, fine. Legs, fine. Back, chest, whatever. But like when I see hand tattoos, arm, neck, and face, particularly face, I think that's where I'm like, whoa.
Right.
That's the one that kind of throws me.
It seems like on the reality shows, you'll have somebody with like fight or die tattooed on their neck, and they're like, I don't know why everybody hates me. It's like, I cannot figure it out, Chad. Yeah. You tell me. Yes. Yeah,
I'm ready to fight.
That's right.
Now. Yeah. Sarah, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it all depends on if you
can. Wait, hold on.
Sorry.
Try again.
Go ahead.
No, you're good. I think it all depends on if you can cover it up, because, you know, it depends on like your clients, what your industry is, all those types of things. I mean,
so if you go to an attorney, and the attorney's got a neck tattoo and a couple of hand tattoos, and he even says, I love my daughters, you're still like, I don't know.
It would really depend on his personality at that point.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of encompassing factors that go into it. But face, that's kind of where I draw the line. Like, on your face.
Like Post Malone style?
Yeah, Post Malone. There's some other
people. I think
people.
He is cute.
His tattoo, he just got a new tattoo of his daughter. On his face? On his face, underneath his eye, yeah.
Interesting.
Like, I would just carry that on my phone, I think. But, you know, whatever.
Maybe on your arm.
Not Post Malone's daughter.
Every time he's brushing his teeth, he gets a little reminder.
Hey, well, that's true. And that's Unless it's, sweet.
Oh, if
How
it's
many
not
tattoos
mirrored,
does he have?
Oh, well, who knows? Way too many.
Yeah. Like a billion.
Yeah, he's got a lot. Yeah. So what about yourself, Candy?
What do I think I was going to say?
Are they unprofessional?
Like, here, look at my thug life on my belly. I'm just kidding. I don't. That's just a big fat belly.
That's your belly.
No. Like, I think it's neato skeeto. I love tattoos. I think body art and modification is cool. But I get where, yeah, if you have, like, face or fight or die or something on your neck or your arms or it's just all the way down or, you know, mm-hmm. whatever, it does. Sometimes
you
it'll throw people.
You asked the question before, because we're talking about Jelly Roll. He's a country singer.
Right.
He also has face tattoo. He looks like a fat version of Post Malone.
That is a very accurate way to describe him, yes.
And so, got all these faces, and you were like, would you hire somebody who looked like that?
And yeah,
like,
and you wouldn't, no matter what you're hiring for, am I right?
Probably not.
You'd probably get the hell off my porch.
What about if it's like a parole officer?
Why is he applying for the job
on
my porch?
Because you hire this fake job at your fake porch.
Okay, gotcha.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well,
sir.
I was going to say, sometimes tattoos bring validity to the job. Like, if you're a parole officer and he has tattoos, it kind of adds to the ambiance.
Oh, that's true. You got some cred.
Depends on the job is what you're saying here. Okay. And a text here, not professional, but I wish I had never gotten any. Oh.
I regret mine, and I just have a band in my
ex-husband's
name.
How many do you have?
Name.
You have two?
Me? In real life, yes, I have two.
In real life?
Because I was joking about my thug life my belly.
Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
My big belly.
Yes, yes.
No, I have Matchbox 20, and there's a story to that, so whatever. And yes, it's the band and whatever. And then the other one is my ex-husband's name. We were just friends when I got it. It says Ray, and he's a wonderful person. Dude, I know. What a big shock. You get a tattoo and you break up. But I just tell everybody
but
I like that
But you got it
movie.
When you were still just friends?
We were joking, because he had a ton of tattoos. He had sleeves, and I was like, I'm going to get your name in Old English. And he's like, ha-ha, go ahead. And I did. And we were great friends. I mean, you know, it wasn't a fan. Of his
so now you just need to finish
whatever.
That tattoo and say Ray of Sunshine.
That's what everybody says. Yeah, I just tell everybody I like that movie. It do what it do, baby.
There you go. I like that one.
Thank you.
Here's another
but
text.
I wish I didn't get them.
Too many people have tattoos now. No big deal anymore. All right. Not sure I should think they're unprofessional, but I do. I just really do. And that's what I wanted to know. Yeah, I mean, that's why this is the topic. You know, you can have your opinions. Tattoos are fine. I turn 59 tomorrow. I have a tattoo on my left shoulder. Blade of Tigger. Yes, from Winnie the Pooh. All right. Not a fan of tattoos unless it's someone who was in, who was in the military. Purple hair and tattoos combined are a red flag, though. All right. Now the text says, yes, they can be professional. They're unprofessional when they can't be covered. So that kind of goes along with what Sarah was saying as well. And then let's see here. What if an attorney has a neck, face, arm, hand tattoos from their time in prison? Oh.
Like, you just know they're going to be tough and have street cred and get your back.
Yeah.
I would think. And then if you're going up against, like, another attorney without, I don't know.
And then maybe.
The less tougher looking.
Exactly.
I don't know
maybe
that
it helps
less
him in the courtroom.
Intimidating, yeah.
And
right.
Maybe it helps him in the courtroom. Like, he
I
walks in
so.
And is like, oh, crap, I don't want to go against
That's
that
right.
attorney.
I've been watching Give Sopranos, so I learned a lot about, you know, intimidating people.
Yeah.
Not me, but other people that can intimidate people.
Yeah, got another text here. It says, depends on the job if they're unprofessional. And the topic is, do you feel like tattoos are unprofessional? Another text here is...
do I still have my Master Shake tattoo?
Do you have
I wish.
Master Shake tattoo.
But Aqua Teen will always rule. And so do you. That's awesome.
That's funny.
I made that costume.
Going back to the... actually, real quick here.
That's awesome.
Candy, let's do traffic.
Okay.
Traffic.
I will do that traffic. This is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Bell Lane, Sterling Way, and Cyanamid Road, Mulot, and Milton, all clear. We are watching one accident, though. In the area, and that is at Ward Basin. I'm sorry, no, not Ward Basin. Willard Norris Road and Country Club Road in Milton. Milton showing a roadblock. Willard Norris Road and Country Club Road in Milton is showing a roadblock this morning. This is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer that Dave Ramsey and Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi recommend in Pensacola. Frontier Motors are on Beverly Parkway, 437-1620. If you have a traffic tip, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'd get a Bobby Rossi tattoo.
No, please do not. Oh,
not because I think we're going to date, because we are not. Because you can do better. But no, I would get. I don't think it's a big deal to get a tattoo. I just never got any more. But
I would never get a tattoo, though. No,
it's a lot of commitment.
It's just it's needles. Mm-hmm. I'd rather fight a shark than have a needle stuck in my arm.
Well, you know, you could fight a shark and get a tooth stuck in your arm. It's about.
I'm okay with that.
Thing.
Yeah, no, I'll take
like
the teeth.
I like you, Sarah. You're really.
I will take the teeth over the pinpoint needle that's going to be in my arm, and then it's going to like break off, and it's going to get in my bloodstream. It's going to go straight to my heart and kill me. No, thank you.
I think you're thinking of the 1 in billion chance of that happening.
It would happen to me. I'm not. I would fight Mike Tyson in his prime before I would get a needle in my arm.
I would get a tattoo of you fighting Mike Tyson.
I would too. I would get a tattoo of you getting a tattoo of him fighting Mike Tyson. That's awesome.
Here's another text. I can't cover my two tattoos because they are my eyebrows. Oh, that what's that thing called?
It's was it microblading?
Yeah, when you get permanent makeup.
Okay,
I've seen that.
That's a little different.
That is awesome. Yeah. Because
I've known some people without, like, they've lost their eyebrows.
Say, if you have, like, alopecia,
and it makes
or
a big difference.
Yeah, or even if you don't, you just have regular eyebrows and they will not stay in. I'm not going to show you.
I don't know what that means. When you have regular eyebrows and they won't stay in.
You have to put eyeshadow or eye makeup on it. You have to use an eyebrow liner.
Yeah.
To make a...
girl.
Or if you
I know,
like,
I'm going to have the girl boy conversation with you right now. This is the other
You can
thing.
Girl-splain to me.
That's I will. Fine. No, but it's... And I think they're neat. And the first time I saw that stuff, it was being done exclusively at tattoo shops. People were getting eyeliner tattooed in and eyebrows. Yeah. And to be honest, it looked like I did it. You know what I mean? Not great. You know what I mean? And
well, they've gotten really good at it. You can do lip liner tattoos.
Oh my gosh,
and stuff like
it is! It's phenomenal. This is like 25 years. I mean, I'm only 29.
David.
Sorry,
I've lost.
Anyway,
room.
Yeah, tattooed makeup is amazing. It is amazing.
No, it is.
You can't even tell.
That is pretty amazing. Yeah. And that is actually a pretty big blessing, I know, for a lot of women.
Yeah, absolutely. So, some people need it, and some people just want it.
Just
and
want
either
it.
Either way, yeah, it looks exactly. Amazing.
Earlier, we were talking about China has developed they're saying that they have developed a laser that can shoot to space. They've figured out a way to keep it cool in order to be able to shoot it indefinitely. So this would be a win for them because they beat us to the technology if this is true. Got a text here that says many people. And so what is it used for? What is it used for? They say it's to shoot down satellites if they need to, for example. For a little bit like Elon Musk brought his Starlink satellites over Ukraine to provide internet. Well, if China partners with Russia and as their ally and goes, we're going to support you. Guess what? We have the technology to shoot down those satellites and then we'll knock out internet in the country again. So they could do that. Got a text here says, many people believe that Russia and China both have anti-satellite capabilities already to knock out United States satellites in the event of a war. Exactly how will the U.S. Navy communicate if our satellites are disabled? That's a good question and it's one I don't have the answer for, so... I'm pretty sure they'll just use Morse code like they used to use.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah. They say the next wars are going to be fought over electricity, not.
Yeah. I mean, we're already seeing attacks on grids
sure
and stuff
sure
like
are.
That, right?
Yep.
85 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of 96 today. We are in an excessive heat warning. Thank you for your text, by the way, for the frivolous topic. This is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew real quick here. So one story that Andrew covered a little bit last week, I just wanted to bring up again. Florida County, Hillsborough County, has decided that they're only going to teach specific excerpts from William Shakespeare. Specific excerpts. Because some of the other stuff of Shakespeare, they believe, might infringe on the parental rights in action law, which is what the opponents call the Don't Say Gay bill. So they're saying parts of Shakespeare may infringe on this, so they're only going to cover excerpts. Of course, Governor DeSantis and others have come out and said, no, that's ridiculous. You can cover William Shakespeare. Well, in doing so, I was helping my daughter, my youngest daughter, audition for a part in a Shakespeare festival that's coming up in like next year. And so she was auditioning for this, and so I was trying to help her. And I discovered something about Shakespeare I did not know before.
What's that?
Shakespeare is a pirate.
I don't think that's accurate.
No, it's true. This is how I know. Because we were covering different parts and we're trying to go through the different lines that she's going to try to memorize. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why, but they just came to me like, check this out. Okay. Here's a couple of popular Shakespeare writings. All right. To be or not to be?
Hamlet.
That is the question. All right. Here's another one. Life's but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon this stage. This is from Macbeth.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you read this and you're like, okay, that's Shakespeare.
Yes.
But if you do it in a pirate voice, are there, matey, to be or not to be? That is the question. And that's clearly,
Shakespeare. Well, yes.
Clearly a pirate. the other line from Macbeth. Life's but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage. Shakespeare was a pirate. And here we all been thinking, it's highbrow comedy. It's highbrow drama. It's a pirate. He's a pirate. Here's another one from Julius Caesar. Are there, matey? I always have to start it with are there, matey. Otherwise, I can't quite get the accent down. Are there, matey? Cowards die many times before their deaths. The valiant never taste of death but once. I mean, this sounds like it should be in Pirates of the Caribbean.
It probably is.
I want to see a Shakespeare movie now. Like a whole Shakespeare movie done by pirates.
I want to see Romeo and Juliet done by pirates. Arose by any other name.
Exactly. Young men's loves and lies. Not truly in their hearts, but in their eyes. Shakespeare was a pirate. And I uncovered this many years too late.
I'll have to get you another Marconi.
Could have captured that. Anyway, Nancy Pelosi's eyebrows. I don't know what Nancy Pelosi.
She looks like there's some people that look like they draw them in with a Sharpie.
Yeah, Nancy
like
Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi.
I used to call her Halloween face. It was very mean. It was very rude. I shouldn't have said that. But her whole face is like plastic and it just doesn't move. And she talks like this. Hi, I'm Nancy Pelosi. Like, why aren't you moving your mouth and you talk? I can't move my mouth anymore. The whole face is stuck just like this. And so, anyway, I don't know why I got sidetracked on that. We have traffic on the fives?
This is brought to you by Frontier Motors, and we're not showing any slowdowns. It looks like everything is running fine right now. Again, just watching that one area, Willard Norris Road and Country Club Road in Milton. You know, I say that this pops up. Blue Angel Parkway and Longleaf Drive now in Pensacola showing an accident with no roadblock. And then Highway 29 and I-10 showing a possible roadblock this morning. Now, I'm not showing the block on the map, just a little bit slow, it looks like, as you're getting on to 10, but that may have been moved off to the side. If you see an accident or a slowdown, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Should we go to commercial?
Yeah, probably better go to commercial.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola. Online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hey, if you've got any kind of a plumbing need, you've got a leak, you've got a drip, you've got a weird sound in the wall when you flush the toilet or you turn on the faucet. By the way, those things don't heal themselves, right? Or you just want to recover your Tupperware from underneath the sink. Listen, be an adult, fix the problem. They never go away on their own. Barberry Plumbing. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the hour. No questions, no surprises. 477-8782 for Barberry Plumbing.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
See, I usually play music here.
Oh, my bad.
I'm so sorry. But here's the outro music. Here it is.
Yeah.
Bobby, thank you so much for sitting in today. This is a blast. We have you
all week.
I'll
be back tomorrow.
I'm so excited.
Party time at News Radio.
That's right. You got to do your whole show like a pirate. Sarah, what'd you think?
Of Bobby or yeah. The pirate accent? What's the context?
All of it.
I agree. I think the pirate accent should be a whole entire show.
Oh, boy. I don't know if I can do that.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3.